I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to go? I think I'm ready. Jim? Okay, Julie? Press the buttons. It's episode 18 of the Fifan Al Pitcher podcast. You don't believe me, do you? There's not a team. I just thought I'd create something that there's like loads of people in this studio when, ironically, it's just me in a small cupboard in my house. I hope you're well. I hope you're warm. I'm kind of warm. Just had one of those, those showers to warm you up. Not one of those dirty showers, you know, but not dirty, erotic showers, shall we say. There we go. We're about, we're 34, I don't know how many seconds we're in. We're under a minute, and I'm already talking about naughtiness. I think that's the year, 2016. Yearn? I don't know what yearn is. I yearn for more. That's a saying that they probably said in To Kill a Mockingbird, to yearn for more. It's the year of the horny. I don't know. I do not know that. I don't know much. All I do know is Fifan cult. It's really, I've been away, right? Yeah, more about that later. Thanks, Jim, for reminding me. There's nobody called Jim here. It's just me. I once rang up a girl and I pretended that there was three people in the room. And I really don't think she believed me at all. It was the old classic days of when you had to ring someone and it was like the most, none of this kind of SMSing photos of your parts, or swiping left or, whatever they do on Grindr or Tinder. That was pure, the pulse was racing, the heart was beating. You had to call up and show some charm, not show your bits, show some charm. And I made up that there was like four of us on a speakerphone. I think I put on an Irish accent for one of them. And I think that was the giveaway. If I'm honest, I think that was the final nail in the coffin of the idea that I had conned her. I'd fooled her by putting on this weird kind of, you should go out with him, so you should. I sounded like an Irish Yoda, basically. I mean, he's green, isn't he? And he's small, like a leprechaun. Yes, you heard me, Ireland. I have verbally abused you. I'm going to get into more of that later on, right? I heard when I was in London, I got in a queue, didn't I? I got in a queue. Well, I don't think I was even involved in the queuing. I thought there was a queue to the shop counter. I didn't even need anything. I just got that urge, now that I live in Sfaria, I got that urge that I really, really need to, find a queue and stand there and get frustrated. You know those? I think the Swedes would be Olympic champions at queuing, wouldn't you? Oh, you love it! So I was in this queue and there was two people in front and they turned and they looked at me and then in a weird accent, I mean, every accent's kind of strange to me because I don't understand much. It just goes in my brain, goes out there if I've got a brain. And they said something, I think along the lines of, wow, look at this ugly boy or something like that. I don't know, it might be something like he touches goats or something, that old classic. I don't know where the language was from, but it felt like that. So I thought I still don't know the language. If I knew the language, maybe you could help me out. You know, maybe you could say, "Oh, if you touch a goat in Hungarian, that means you're very lucky. They bring luck to you." You know, it would be a weird thing, like, you know, "Oh, you've won the lottery. You touch goats. Oh, thank you. You know, talking of winning the lottery, someone when I was in England won the lottery. Wonderful link. Thank you, Jim. I know that they won £33 million. I think that's about 444 loads of millions of kroner, basically. 45 million kroner, maybe? I don't know. You do the math. You're the ones with the calculators. So they won this money. And they were very, I don't know if you know much about Scotland, but Scotland has a reputation to be slightly tight-fisted with their money. You know, that whole thing of, I think it's Småland as well, isn't that, in Sverige? Please write to me if these are wrong. Don't let me go down a weird path. I heard Småland were quite tight with their money as well. I think in the rumour in Småland is if somebody can peel an orange in their pocket, you know, so they don't have to share it. Is that correct? I don't know. But anyway, in Scotland, so they won 33 million, and it was quite 33 million. No, that's more, isn't it? It's like times 10. So it's like 300 million. They won like 450 million. What a ridiculous stat person I am. Statistically, I got it all wrong. It's not the same. It's not like 45. It's times 10, isn't it? Of course it is. So they're beyond. I mean, the guy was talking about winning a car. I don't know. What would you do? Honestly, what would you do? Because it feels kind of quite easy, doesn't it? You win the money and you think, do you know what? I'll just live a life, man. You know? I'll give some to charity. We always say that, don't we? Give some of it to charity. And then I'll help my mates out, help my family. And then I'll go around the world. I don't know what I'd do. I don't know. If it was like 400 million, holy shit, man. You could solve some problems, couldn't you? You know? Imagine that you could maybe set up a whole neighborhood and bring people and let them live there. I mean, don't own them. You know, not like a, maybe you could do a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know, it'd be quite nice. Like, what about Leffe and the Fika Factory? And it's this mad kind of person who makes fika. So you get like Bulla and Semla and the strong as like hell coffee, which is normal in Sweden. That's one thing you miss. You get to England, you miss it. You bloody miss it, you do. They give you coffee that is basically like mud water, you know? It's like, it's just like a puddle of water that has got a little bice in it or something. It's terrible. It doesn't, I'm used to coffee from the moment when you're a bit kind of, you know, you're sleepy and then all of a sudden coffee and you're like, Fifan, woohoo, you know, like that, you know? Full on kind of that cafe kind of hit. It's a hit, isn't it? But in England, they drink tea anyway, don't they? They drink tea with a little finger. Not their little finger, they don't dip it in a Star Trek kind of way. But they hold the cup and they hold a little finger up. I think so anyway. Seen two people do it. But yeah, so I was in England, and so I've got some insults for you coming up. I've had to Google it, I've had to research it, I've had to Wikipedia it, and I had to find 20 insults for you. So if you're listening to this now and you're on your travels, maybe you're on your way to Korea, south hopefully, north, ooh, don't go there, Kim Jong-un, he doesn't sound nice, does he? And he has some terrible haircuts. I'm that paranoid that I have some listeners. I know that, right? I need more. I don't need more. I just need you to listen. If it's only one person out there listening now, it'd be weird. You know, just spread the word. That's all I say. You know, if you enjoy it, tell a person. I think that's how comedy, that's how my stand-up has kind of worked here in Sverige. People have enjoyed the show, and then they've told someone else. And then the other person's stopped it and gone, nej, fy fan, inte bra. But yeah, this is episode 18. If you're into statistics, like I am not, 450 million. Yeah, they won 450 million, but they said if they'd won something like, you know, maybe something like 100,000 kroner or something like that, they said they would have danced around the house, you know? They would have been so happy. But when you win 300-400 million, it just, that doesn't change your life. That's it. It's almost like life is over, you know? And the woman worked in a pharmacy, like Apotek Boots, I think it's called, in England. And she just, they rang in sick on Monday and Tuesday, you know? And it's just I like those kind of stories, you know? And then there's also the other guy who won some money in Canada. Remember that guy? Really rich dude, after winning loads of cash, and he died. And how did he die? By gold plating his testicles. See, that's the problem, you see? Because this Scottish guy, he's sort of thinking, I'll buy a new pair of shoes. That's what he said. I might buy a new pair of shoes, you know? I mean, he's not that tight-fisted. He's not going to put all the money in the bank, and then just, you know, I think they're going to help people that had, there's some floods in their area, and they're going to help those people out. So they sound pretty cool to me, right? And maybe he's going to get a massive pair of shoes that are like canoes, and he's just going to walk through the water. But this guy, yeah, the Scottish guy was a bit weird. He did say that he's thinking about buying a ticket to space. You know, Richard Branson's got this Virgin space program. Of course, you've got to be a virgin, don't you? You know, no one's been to the moon. How many people actually have been to the moon? Not listeners-wise. That'd be great if I get an email from B. Aldrin or N. Armstrong. Armstrong would be like Neil Armstrong at moon.se or something like that, wouldn't it? I don't think too many people have been, but Branson is doing this thing where you go on a trip to the moon, which I always think is amazing. The moon's a beautiful thing. I don't know much about the planets, you know, and I'm going to have to learn because my son is starting to ask me questions like, what's that? And I'm like, I don't know, man, Google it. Ask your mum, you know, something like that. But I look at the moon occasionally when I'm going through my werewolf period. Not period in the woman sense. That would be strange. But werewolf, comes once a month. Everybody gets really full on, oh no, it's going to be a werewolf period. Yeah, so I look at the moon, but I always think, wow, nobody should go there. It feels like that, you know, it feels like a kind of a bit of the beach that no one should go to, you know. But yeah, he's going to do these space programs where you can fly up there. So this Scottish guy who's won mega cash, you know, he's thinking about doing it. And I say to you, Scotsman, shut the fuck up and just buy a pair of shoes, hey? Forget the moon. Buy yourself some shoes. So that was good. And the other thing was about the paranoia about me talking about Kim Jong-un, that maybe North Korea could be listening to this pod. So we'll stop that, shall we? We'll just stop that stupid talk. As though, you know, and then they heard me talking about Kim Jong-un's haircut, and then all of a sudden it went kind of viral. And then there was a war. He was like, enough is it. I don't know how he speaks. maybe he's Australian or something. Enough's enough, mate. You know, and then the war begins, and it's my fault. Anyway, it's too cold for war. War doesn't work in this cold weather. Ask the Finns. Didn't they go to Russia and get very? They were very cold, but they the winter war, but they still were proud. I like the Finns. I'm going to Finland in June. I'm actually going to the European Football Championships in June as well. So, hey, look me up. Not you, Kim Jong. Not you. But I'm not doing any shows at the moment. I'm going to do a list of shows that are coming up. But I took some time off, which will now allow me. I'm going to do a pod. This will be out on Thursday morning. And then there's going to be a pod on Tuesday morning as well. So I'm going to do it twice a week. It's coming out twice a week. How cool is that going to be? Might be shorter, might be not the whole 45 minutes, but holy shit balls. We are in for 2 a week. Can you believe it? We're going double trouble. Because I feel unemployed. I feel like I feel like I'm not doing anything. I need to do something. So I'm going to do 2 a week. I've just been in London. I'll talk about that now. I went to London. I went to see a pantomime. You don't have those in Sweden, do you? The old pantomimes. I don't know how you do them here, but the Brits, they lose their shit about them, don't they? What it is, it's like someone maybe dresses up as a woman, a man, not just a woman dressing up as a woman, but a guy, they're called like the Dame. They did Peter Pan, the you know, the classic story, Neverland, and no one was dressed up as a woman. That freaked me out. But normally it's like, but everyone goes along, and it's this thing where the baddie is Captain Hook. You know, we know that much. And he sometimes goes behind, you know, someone, and then the crowds, he sort of go, Peter Pan, I'll go, oh, well, I can't find. And then kids, which is okay, right? Kids are shouting out stuff like, he's behind you. He's behind you. And obviously he doesn't turn around. But the thing is, it's not just kids, is it? It's adults doing it. It's mental. It's like fully grown adults who have gone through puberty, who have a job, are shouting out, Peter Pan, behind you. It's crazy. It's incredible. And they sell, there's a big sing-song. It's amazing. If you're ever in the British area, during Christmas, there'll be a pantomime. It's normally celebrities that do it. And my friend Jared, who's a stand-up comedian, Jared Christmas, that's actually his surname, Christmas. Jared Christmas. He's my best mate. He was my best man at my wedding. I was the best man at his wedding. And he is cool. He's an amazing, amazing guy. Of course, I wouldn't say he's a dick, would I? And wow, flort. That was a full-on sneeze. I hope it didn't burst any eardrums out there. God, I sound like a DJ, don't I? So what happened? That was a full-on sneeze, wasn't it? It wasn't one of those kind of, you know, one of those little kind of little punch sneezes. You know, the ones that kind of little fist to the stomach kind of. But it was kind of more of a, you know, one of those like a kind of cartoon character having a shit, you know, kind of. But I'm okay. Thanks for asking. Jimmy, John, what was the guy's name that was in the studio? John, Jimmy, forget it. So go to one of these pantomimes. They're absolutely amazing. And the big star in the show of this one was Minnie Me. Vernon Treyer, I think his name is. He was in the pantomime. He played like a pirate. And, okay, you know he's small, right? Because he's Minnie Me. I didn't realise he's actually smaller than Little Goobin. He's tiny. He's absolutely mini, 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 mini me. But he was there, and and my wife was like, the insurance on him must be pretty full on, you know, because they were like picking him up, and there were a lot of jokes like, "I've had you up to here," and they pointed to their knee, you know, that kind of thing, and a lot of swinging, and then a smaller person, dwarf person falls in love with him at the end, which was kind of nice, tingling, but tingling was massive compared to Mini B. And my little Goobin, my little son, was like, "Oh, that's beautiful. That's so good. I hope they fall in love and make Hobbit." He didn't say that, but I said, "Maybe they'll make Hobbit babies." And he didn't really understand that, and I shouldn't have brought that up. So that was that. On Friday, I went to a thing, a comedy show, stand-up comedy show. I went to see Billy Connolly. Now, I've mentioned this. Rewind a bit. The mini me story. We were backstage. I didn't want to meet him. That would, you know, it just felt like, why am I taking, you know, if I was going to get a photo, I like meeting people who are my heroes, heroines, not heroine, you know, men and women that inspire me. It's really cool to meet them, right? But it's always weird if you just want to get a photo. It would have been just really weird with Mini Me. That's all I'm trying to say. And I think I've said it quite clearly. But so we were backstage, and then I took my son to Dargies on Tuesday, and the Dargies teacher said, Frank, his name is my son, he's been really talking about Peter Pan. He went to see Peter Pan. So I said, "Yeah, it was really cool, you know. It was with Minnie Me." She was like, "Va? Minnie Me, you know, Minnie Me from Austin Powers?" Nay. "You know the movie?" And I sort of got a bit like, "Come on. You must have seen Austin Powers. You know, Minnie Me." She didn't have a clue.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So then I Googled, you know, I mean, you're not even allowed mobile phones in the schoolyard, in the Dargies yard, right? That'll be a song by Elton John in a few years. "No more mobiles in the school Dargies yard." So I for some reason, I just think I have to show this woman, and I'll show the woman the photo. I'll Google image Mini Me, and she'll go, "Oh, yeah." But what I forgot was Minnie Me was married to a porn star, wasn't she? Wasn't he? Wasn't she? He and she. So as I Googled it, I thought, oh my God, what if that is the image that comes up and she's kind of looking over my shoulder? And it's like when, you know, you give your camera to someone and go, "Look at that photo," and they start swiping and you're like, nay. No, I mean, I was just lonely, okay? And that's all the custard they had, you know, those kind of weird moments. So I was like, just check it. And then luckily a photo of Minnie Me came up. But did she know Minnie Me? Did she? Hell no, she'd never heard of him. So that was strange. but a nice story to tell, I think, because here's another story, a good fun story. I went to see a hero of mine, Billy Connolly, his name is, Scottish comedian. He's now 73 years of age. My favourite comedian, okay? My hero. But now he's got Parkinson's. And it was very sad seeing him. And I laughed, but I also had tears as well. I really, you know, it's like when you, you know, when someone's telling a story about someone they miss or someone that's not around anymore, something like that. It just felt like that. And you laugh, but you've got that kind of tears in your eyes, kind of, you know, and, you know. So it was amazing. And he's very much a moving kind of comedian, very much big movement, arms, you know. But now he's got Parkinson's. He doesn't move. He's just static. He stands there and his hand was shaking a little bit, and he forgot a little bit, but, oh man, still the best, the king of comedy for me. I love that Swedish term, you know, when people just write kung, it's like Zlatan, kung. I think it's beautiful. I think it's a really nice thing. Talking of kings, of what they did, it would be a weird week. It'd be a weird pod week, although this is the last weekly one. We're going into double trouble soon. Don't you forget that, folks. So what you need to do is go to Acast.com, where you're probably listening from this, and then you subscribe to it. You subscribe to this pod, and then it pops up. So I'm told. Maybe I should subscribe to myself. That feels weird, though. You can't listen. You don't listen to your own pod, do you? Do you guys? Have you got a pod? I was just going to mention the great David Bowie. 69 years of age. Leaves us, eh? Amazing, amazing man. And what a talent. I, like you, probably listened, you know, I wasn't a massive, massive fan, but I listened to a kind of Spotify list. And, you know, you're down to like 35, 40, 50 songs. And you're like, wow, I know all these, you know. And I love the album Low and stuff like that. And Let's Dance, actually, was the first album I ever bought, which was in 1983, I think. I had the song called Modern Love. Let's Dance. It had a song called China Girl, which was had a video which had a nude woman in it. And I think I was 11 years of age, and I think it played one night on TV in New Zealand. I think it was banned, but as an 11-year-old, not a 43-year-old as I am now, that was an exciting moment for me, I will tell you. So, yeah, again, you know, a celebrity dies, and the way to kind of mourn these people is to go onto social media and kind of share, really. And people then have a go at other people for liking, for saying that they knew them, but with something like this, you sort of grow up with the music. So I think you've kind of got every right to just put something. Yeah, it feels weird. But you find out as well now on social media, and you know, like I woke up and there was just three SMS messages, three different people just saying in different ways, like, you know, he's died, you know, like Bowie, fuck, you know. But yeah, very, very interesting that he released the album, you know, died 2 days after his 69th birthday, born the same day as Elvis. Or had the same birthday as Elvis, sorry, probably not the same day. And he... on Twitter, his official account, the last account he followed was God. Black Star was the latest album, and that was about he died of liver cancer. The last video, Lazarus, sort of with the lyrics, "I'm in heaven." Quite amazing that someone would kind of almost orchestrate this kind of finale, you know. It's many, many stories, many controversies as well. But I think, you know, I think musically, incredible legend, and had a massive, massive base of fans. So he'll be missed. And he was a London boy, and it was kind of strange being in London and hearing this news, you know. He was from Brixton, South London. We stayed up in Camden. We were there for like 7-8 days. Incredible town, London. I've been there, you know, been there many times. I lived there for 10-12 years, and I love it. And this is the first time that I actually thought, wow, it's got that kind of heartbeat. And I've always said, no, I couldn't live there. But this time around, I thought, well, maybe I could. Maybe I could go back there and live there, you know. Especially when I came back to Stockholm for the first time, kind of Stockholm felt very quiet. And I know there's loads of people in Sverige who say, you know, oh, I couldn't live in Stockholm. It's crazy, you know. But it really felt quiet compared to being in London, you know. And Londoners can be a bit rude. You know, there's always that story about if you fell over in London, they'd probably just walk over you, wouldn't they, to get there. And everybody says Swedes are rude. I don't think you're rude. I think you're quite helpful. I you know, there's a lot of situations where you're like, I'm not getting involved, I'm not going to get involved. But most things, I love you. And I've got some exciting news. I'm going to be filming my show. I'm going to film a show. I'm going to film a show. It won't be just the Nemen. It won't be the Fika Tour. It won't be the Portal. I think it'll be the all three. Just my favourite kind of bits of stuff that I've done. I've got an album out on Spotify, which was the best of Fika and Portal. I might do some of those stories. And I might do some from the latest. I'm really up for making it a really cool kind of visual thing, you know. Bit of stand-up. So that's going to be April 15th and 16th. It'll be in Stockholm. I did look at trying to film it in other places, because I think everything does get filmed in Stockholm, but it was a question of price. So I'll be doing that. I will, as soon as I know, and you know, now we're talking like pod kind of Monday or Tuesday, Thursday, you know. It's, you know, we're going to be fine. We're going to keep together. We're going to be very close. After this, we're going to be sick of each other's voices. I will never get sick of your ears. But I've got a few gigs coming up. I've got Linköping Comedy Festival. I've sort of putting together a little show there about the little things in life. So come to that February the 6th, that is. The same day, or the night, I'm going to Halmstad. I'm doing Halmstad Comedy Club. The tickets you can buy on Ticknet. I think the Linköping ones, I think you buy on Biletto or something. But just Google Linköping Comedy Festival and you'll find everything. March the 5th, I'm doing Västerås Comedy. April 1 and 2, I'm doing Uppsala, Regina Teatern. So go to that website, Regina Teatern. And I'm doing a thing called My Best Bits So Far. Hopefully that will be kind of part of the thing I'm going to film as well. So that's pretty cool. And that's all my news, really. I hope it was exciting enough. Now let's get into the serious part. I've had no questions. I've kind of stopped asking for questions, didn't I? Which is probably a silly thing to do. You better stop asking for questions. Keep sending them. Please keep sending them. best to send them to my Facebook fan page with the yellow. It's actually got the logo for this podcast. Send them there. That's where I look the most. I don't look anywhere else, you know. So I was talking about that, you know, that thing about being in a queue and those people turned around and were a bit abusive. So there's some language ones here that we can get into, right? For example, right, if you're going to Somalia in the next few weeks, someone, you know, says something stupid to you, what you say back is, futada yushig, okay? Futada yushig, that is tell that to your ass. It's pretty kind of gangster, I think. Futada tushi. Oh no, messed it up already, and I'm reading in my own writing. Futada yushig. Now the Russian one, I can't even say Russian. I can't even say it, but it says, they're saying is you can sharpen an axe on the top of his head, which I think means, somebody who's really stubborn, you know, somebody that won't change their mind. You know, you can sharpen an axe on the top of your head. Parle François comme une vache espagnole. Right? That's when you're trying to speak French, like I did, sounding like a dick's ass. And then that is in French, means to speak French like a Spanish cow. I think that's the kind of thing, if you spoke French in France, they would say to each other behind the counter, "Parle François comme une vache espagnole," which means you're a bloody idiot. Ireland, they don't mess around, right? As thick as manure and only half as usual, right? Which just means you're stupid and useless. That's kind of real. I like the Irish. They don't fack around, do they? As thick as manure, you know, manure, horse, but actually, manure is quite good, isn't it? It's quite good for, like, fertilising. So, actually, Ireland, you're a bunch of idiots. That's actually a good one. I like the Bulgarian one, actually. Grozna sekato salata. You're as ugly as a salad. That's quite a nice one, isn't it? That's like you're kind of hugging them as you're saying it. But to be honest, I've had some disappointing salads, you know. I've had a salad turn up on my plate and I've kind of gone, "Oh," but I haven't gone, "Shit, that's ugly, man. Take a photo of that. That's ugly. That's an Insta." Scotland, glaiket, which is stupid, which is fair enough. In Armenia, if you ever go to Armenia, lay this one on them. The Armenians will lose their minds. Okay? What you say to them is, "Eshun nur udil shivayala." Yeah! The old Armenian listener there really cracking up. Basically, it's not pretty watching a jackass trying to eat a pomegranate. It's quite a full-on one, but yeah. Ranga. That's Australian. Ranga. That means orangutan. It's directed at somebody with red hair. "G'day, mate. You're a ranga if you've got red hair." Chinese. Snake head, rat eyes. Sao tau su nangan. Don't know why I did it like a karate movie. But snake head, rat eyes. I think it means snakes and rats. Not animals that are known for loyalty or something. I don't know. Hungary, remember we talked about it was a Hungarian person? No, you might be on your way. Their one is Beka Seka Alate, which is under a frog's bottom. Swedes, I don't know what you call a spanner. What's a spanner? It's when you fix, like,
you know, when you fix nuts and stuff. In England, they go, she's got a face like a bag of spanners. That's quite a nasty one. Means she's really ugly. And then one of my favourite ones is, well, the Serbians, I'm not even going to go into the Serbian language because they know how to get you. Says, may your wife give birth to a centipede so you have to work for shoes all your life. Ho-ha! I like that one. It has so much meaning, doesn't it? She gives birth to centipedes. Even if you live in a beach area where they might not have to wear shoes, they can just walk around on the sand because it's one big centipede. The centipede's probably got like 12 feet or something. Yeah, that's you. The Germans, again, nice. No kind of big three or four, you know, two sentences, just straight away. Their one is Dunkelbumser, which is someone who has sex in the dark. This is to describe people that are ugly and they have to have sex in the dark. Isn't that normal? Awkward. Finland, you don't mess around either. Your mother mates with reindeer. Atsi nai poruja. Atsi nai poruja. Good. I like that one. It's not kind of abusive to you. More about your mum having sex with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. South Africans and Afrikaans is tikkop, which is nipple head, which is just a man who's got no hair. Love it. Korea, they've got a thing called dog baby. Don't think that's appropriate for Korea, not with their reputation in restaurants. Sweden, Sverige. This is your one. I've left Sverige and then one more, which is my favourite one. Sverige, you're not my favourite one on this. You're my favourite country, but you're not my favourite on this. Sverige one is ga och dra något gammalt överdig, which is go and hide under something old. It's like if you say something stupid, isn't it? Go and hide something old. Kind of nice. I like you Swedes. Do you know? Go on. Just find something old and just lie down and put it over you. Beautiful. But the favourite one is Malaysia. If you're in Malaysia, right? And, you know, like, if someone is being extra nice, right, to someone, you know, they're trying to win them over, but it's too obvious. You know those people? What you say to them, say it to their face, is Bun Chon Doi. Bun Chon Doi, which is a man who walks behind his boss, reaching through his legs and supporting his testicles. I just love that idea that someone would be so into impressing someone that they'd be behind them just holding the testicles. Just maybe putting two hands together behind them as well. I mean, obviously, I mean, that's an awkward backpack to have though, isn't it? You're kind of walking around and go, who's that behind you? Like pantomime in England. Behind you. What? And they wouldn't turn around. Behind you. Just holding the boss's testicles. But what if the boss is a lady and she doesn't have testicles? Who looks stupid now? Not me. So that is the end of episode 18. Keep your questions coming. Please, please tell people that you're enjoying this. And it makes you laugh. Fy fan, it's got to make you laugh. If it doesn't make you laugh, don't listen to it. That's my aim, is to make people laugh. I'll have one for you next week. Let's do it on Tuesday. I'll try and make it Tuesday night or Tuesday morning. But you'll have one. That'll be episode 19. This has been episode 18. Thank you to Jimmy and Jane in the studio, who don't really exist, like many of my early girlfriends. Have a brilliant week. Stay warm, because fy fan, the cult is here. Take care, and I will see you soon. I always feel at this point I should have some kind of music that kind of just lifts, you know, be like, now it'd be like a David Bowie song or something like that, but I don't have anything. So just when it ends, it ends, okay? Have a great weekend. Have a great couple of days. I'll talk to you soon, and you should be excited because we are now double trouble. We are 2 a week. Bye-bye for now. Puss, puss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.